This early Jeff Bridges movie, I mean, I barely recognize them, to be honest. So yeah, it's quite bizarre how, because it was only 10 years, wasn't it, between this. I mean, obviously, I think he's most known for Big Lebowski, and it's apparently 10 years, but he looks so different. I mean, I know he had a beard. Anyway, besides him, yeah. As a movie, I mean, to be fair, you know, but in comparison to some other things that I've watched recently, it was actually funny. Like, you know, I didn't expect it to be sort of, you know, I mean, it's not absolutely hilarious, you know, but it was. I mean, and the directions were sort of entertaining. It was a bit different from I don't know, what I'm used to. It's not quite. I'm not sure I understood a lot of. Well, I hopefully understood most of, because you know, it's the weird thing is that I think those were affected accents. I think. I mean, yeah, well, she apparently was born in Georgia, so hers might be. More authentic maybe, but none of them anyway were from Texas, so I think they were, yeah, they were actors, accents, I guess one could say. He's from somewhat of a difference, so anyway, so yeah, the movie though wasn't terribly uninteresting. I mean, it's wasn't terribly interesting either, but I've certainly watched other movies that are apparently more popular, which were less interesting, even comedies that were less interesting. I mean, it is more of a farce. I wasn't surprised to see that, you know, the director apparently wrote the script for Bonnie and Clyde, because obviously it's obviously the most reminiscent of, you know, having, you know, male and female as sort of thieves and stuff. Obviously, they weren't exactly thieves, were they? So, I don't know, it was all sort of a hapless sort of thing that happened, you know. Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, it's ultimate. The last sort of 5 minutes, they were a bit boring. So, you know, I really hate how, you know, they can keep on going on shooting, you know, and so it all sounds so metallic and barren. You know, obviously it was set in the most sordid sort of environment. So, you know, but yeah, it didn't last long anyway. So ultimately, yeah, it's okay. I guess it's, you know. The movie as a whole, though, at least, because, you know, I had actually just finished watching, I was watching kind of at the same time, The Big Picture, which apparently was made around the same time. I watched it around the same time, and it was made as well. Maybe a couple of years difference or such. But the credits are so annoying. It was so annoying. So this is the difference, right? I mean, I just cannot believe. Like, I think that they mostly were annoying in previous decades. You know, I was hoping that they stopped doing it by the maybe 80s, 90s, certainly. But apparently not. I mean, this is late 80s, nearly 90s, and the Big Picture, I actually forgot to mention it there, but anyway, it just had you know, just credits at the beginning, and the only picture that was there was a sky with stars. I'm not even sure if it was real. Whereas here, at least, we saw a room. I mean, you know, it's not the most exciting thing ever, but better than nothing anyway. Better than, you know, I mean, in the past decades, they were even worse. You know, they just had nothing. nothing, just credits, as if, you know, you switched. It's quite a screen at the end, usually. Recently, it's been at the end, at least, yeah. That's how they were usually made back then. They were really annoying. I can barely stand them. And, you know, but, like, sometimes, honestly, I just, like, because I do look at credits, but it doesn't make any sense to look at them before the movie begins, you know, because you have no idea who these people are. There's no relation. So, you know. But this at least, yeah, had a room. Not the most exciting thing ever. Messy room and all, but at least, you know, better than blank picture, whatever. Yeah, certainly. So, at least. Other than that, anyway, it was fairly slapstick, I guess. It's a form of comedy. I recently found out, by the way, that Rip Torn was Zeus in Hercules. I had no idea. Because he had that thundering sort of voice. But, he's sort of a nonsensical villain in this one, though. I mean, doesn't even make sense as to what they even want to do what were their plans, like, what is someone supposed to do with them, just use them to build, or what, I don't know, like, build something, maybe, and, overcharge, like a domain squatter these days, you know. I don't get what they were trying to do, and, you know, considering the fact that the whole movie was based around these papers, you know, it's, made a bit nonsensical because of that. But ultimately, of course, it's mostly a movie about their interactions. I did find it a bit nonsensical how she went from, I never want to have anything to do with him again, to, you know, but I guess, you know. Certainly not as nonsensical as comparing relationships in different movies, you know, just because one has watched them close together, and no other reason, really. Still, it's sort of, I don't know, about entertaining, but I guess, you know, it's sort of inevitable, so, you know. Which then had the worst sort of relationships, I mean, at least in this movie. It wasn't totally emphasized. I mean, you know, it's listed as supposedly a rom-com. That's not actually how I came to it. I didn't search for that genre. I searched for a genre that I don't usually search for, but I decided to try searching for. Thrilling comedies is how I got to it. Not so much, but apparently it's listed as a rom-com as well. Obviously, it's not at all like any stereotypical rom-com, so that's good. But on the other hand, it's still cliché when it comes to action movies, I guess, you know, it's fairly standard when it comes to that, you know, always how it usually happens, and it's, you know, when it comes to its, yeah, more active part, it is fairly boring, but then, I am usually bored in such cases, so it's not like that is not, it does not happen usually with me, but otherwise, you know, it's not, I mean, I've certainly seen worse. I mean, this other one, Big Picture here, was supposed to be a comedy. It had virtually way less, at any rate. It had way less. So in this sense, at least this did have some comedy. It certainly had. It actually has more comedy than many modern, so-called modern movies as well. I don't know why. Many modern movies tend to base their comedy off awkwardness as well. I'm not sure why they think it's so comic to be awkward. So in that sense, this is at least, yeah, it's more slapstick, though. So, yeah, it's... I didn't mind it too much, you know, but, yeah, whatever.